Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries Radio Broadcast. Like always, you know what I'm going to say. God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He loves us. Everything God do is motivated by His vast love for us. We hear about God's love. We hear about God's love. We hear about God's love. But when you take Him at His word, you will start realizing God's word towards you. And you'll start trusting Him with your concerns. The Lord will not do you wrong. A mighty man of God said once, at a time I really needed to hear, he said about, the TV was on and I was walking in the other room. And he said, God will not do you wrong.
That's right.
He will bless you.
Wow.
He said, when things go wrong and out of order, it's not God. He will not do you wrong. Now, I know at funerals sometimes, pastors and preachers, they mean well. They'll say, God is in full control. But God is not in full control. If He was in full control, He would be well represented. He's not well represented because man can decide what on his own free will what he will do. And most of the things that men do is not God's will. But it is His will for us to live on earth as it is in heaven. The only way that that can be attained is through Jesus Christ. Believing on Him as your Savior and obeying His word. And the things of heaven will be revealed in your life in real time. As you go forward trusting Him, you're setting a standard that's going to change everything. Systematically, things in your life will change and grow better. But first, you have to trust Him. You have to be obeying His word. God is not just rewarding you for obeying His word, but obeying His word works. Obeying His word overcomes the world. Your faith overcomes the world. And the world is a factor. The world is under Satan's operation, the world system.
Well,
Satan is the God of this world, little g. He's the king of the world system. But our God is the kingdom. His kingdom is the kingdom of God. And if you want to be in God's kingdom, you got to go through Jesus Christ. If you weren't born in a fallen world, then you'd be all right. You wouldn't need Jesus Christ. You'd stay in the life of God. But Jesus Christ came to help get us back into the flow of life and out of the realm of darkness. Now, we don't physically leave, but we spiritually leave. Just like Israel left Egypt. They were out of bondage. They didn't have to work for Egypt anymore. But some of them stayed in Egypt in their mind. But that's where Jesus come in. He'll get us totally out the world, but we have to follow Him. Now, I thank the Lord for what He's doing. I got my brother back. Reverend Escobar, he was a blessing last week. I thank God for him and the words and the wisdom. And we invited him back to do another broadcast. We're going to have him on some more, too. Now, I'm going to tell you, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. If you come in on half of it, remember, always go to the website, and you can hear the whole broadcast. The things of God is worth looking into. Now, you can download it. It'll download to your device, and you can listen to it at your will. Now, with that announcement behind us, the next voice you hear is that of Reverend Esker Ware.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to thank God for being who He is and being the head of my life. I just want to thank God for this great opportunity that Minister Thurston gave me, this opportunity to be able to speak on the broadcast, man. It's amazing how God set things up. And I'm just glad to be in place. That's why we have to stay in place. And as I talked last week, a lot of people that didn't hear it, I just wanted to share my testimony. And I was telling Thurston that my testimony that God gave me, I said, I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. So the enemy always want to speak to me and tell me not to tell my testimony. But I know that God allowed me to go through what I went through so He could get the glory out of it. Uh-huh. So I just thank God for this opportunity to tell you. If you don't know me, my name is Esco Ware. And now I was bound by drugs for 20 long years. I've been incarcerated. But I came to tell you, even in spite of all that I went through, I just want to thank God for a man that raised me, my granddaddy. My daddy died when I was young. My granddaddy raised me, Mr. Jacob Botley. But he didn't know how to do a lot of things. He didn't know how to be or nothing. He didn't know how to work on cars. But the best thing he could have ever gave me was Jesus. I went astray. I did some things. But the incorruptible seed that was planted in me, I had to come back to where I was supposed to be. I went through some stuff, but I just want to let you know the Bible said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I just thank him for sending his word down to the prison to deliver me, to set me free. Yeah. You know, I was locked up, but I wasn't locked out. Because the Bible said, if you lay your bed in hell, that will I be also. And I also want to thank God for my family for praying for my mama. And that Sherrod, she would give me scriptures. You know, I thought I was the bad sheep of the family out of all four of her sons. I ended up going to prison, getting on drugs, and I knew I took my mom through something, but she didn't give up the fight. She had a word in her belly. And the scripture she used to write me when I used to get letters in prison, and she said this one thing, and it stuck out to me. She said, a king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turned it whatsoever way he will. And he turned it in my favor. Because the word went forth. And I just want to thank God. If you got anybody that's going through on drugs and incarcerated, don't give up on them. Because God has the final authority for their life. You don't know what God finna raise up. You know, they might be in prison, but you don't know what God got in store for them. Because he said that he know the thoughts that he think toward them, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to get them an expected end. Yeah. See, God knew all about this before we even showed up. God had a plan for our life. So I just want to thank God for redeeming me. I didn't know how to raise a family. Now I'm raising my family, my children. He restored me back with my other family, my other two kids. Everything came together. I'm excited about the things of God. He blessed me with a good job. He put great people around me. You're only good as the people you have around you. You're only good as the people that you have in your life. So I just want to thank Minister Thurston for coming into my life and giving me this opportunity to speak and tell my testimony on the broadcast. I'm ministering at my church. I want to thank God for my pastor, Dr. Willie B. O'Neill, Mount Canaan Full Gospel Church. We're a family church. We're a teaching ministry, reaching the world for Christ. We just thank God for him being the shepherd of the house, a man that loves people. And I just thank him for the opportunity that he has given me. And I thank God for my ministry, man. I'm an active I'm an active saint in my ministry, and I just want to thank God for what he's doing in my life, man. I'm excited, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The Bible says it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jews first and also the Greeks. So I believe this gospel, and I'm not ashamed of it. I just want to let y'all know out there in the radio land that whatever you're going through, God can fix it. He can do it, but you got to give it to him. And he will anoint it. Whatever it is that you give to him, he can fix it. Because God loves you. And Minister Thurston was talking about it at first, how to love. But the scripture says in John 13:34-35, he said, a new commandment I give unto thee.
Yeah.
Give unto you, that ye have love one for another. Yeah. Only way you can love people, you got to love God.
That's right.
You got to be in relationship. I didn't know how to love people until I found Christ and he found me. I know how to love people now. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I didn't know how to do. No identity.
Yeah.
No nothing. Didn't know how to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I was stuck, but God brought me out of that, man. I'm going to tell you, whatever you're in now, whatever state you're in, whatever you're going through in your body, whatever sickness and disease, God is a healer. He's a deliverer. Mm-hmm. He said healing is the children's bread.
Yeah.
He was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon you, and with your stripes, you can be healed today. One thing about sickness and disease, you can speak to it, but it can't speak back to you.
Right.
So you have dominion and authority over everything. So I'm excited, man. I just want to give you some hope today. Mm-hmm. On this broadcast, I just want to let you know, you might shake on the rock, but the rock won't shake on you. Jesus is the rock, and he's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of glory. He's the Lord of lords. He are everything. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. All our strength comes from him. And he gave every man a measure of faith. You just got to know how to exercise it. Yes. And that come by hearing the word of God. That's come by going to Bible study. Yes. Stand under the things of God. You have to chase the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You have to, your pursuit have to be the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And he changed my life and flipped it upside down. And I'm grateful today. I have a peace like no other. Because he gave me this peace, and I just thank him for what he's doing in my life. I thank him for my wife, man, a woman of God, Sharon Ware. I just want to tell her I love her and thank her for the woman she is in my life. Because he saved her from me. She didn't know how I was coming, but the way God set it up, you know, he said he'll take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
That's right.
So I just thank God. I'm excited, man, and I just want to thank God for you. Minister Thurston, man, for this opportunity. I want to thank God for my ministry. I want to thank God for this ministry.
Yeah.
Living Letter Ministries. Living Letter Ministry, man. And he gave me this opportunity. One thing about God, he said, your gift will make room for
That's
you.
Right.
He'll put you up among great men and women of God, and he'll set you up. And we have to stay the course because we don't know. We have to be ready instant in season and out of season. And I just want to, and I just hope that I touch somebody's heart today and somebody's spirit today. Whoever you got out there that's going through right now, it's a time. We're living in perilous time. It's a time that we need to be in our right place so we can pray, so we can get a breakthrough. We can't live no any kind of life. Sometimes we got to pull back from the table. We got to fast and pray. Yep. He said these things coming by fasting and praying. And we got to get at it. If they going through, get away from the table. Begin to pray. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So what he was telling us right there, we can't live no any kind of life because we want God to hear us when we call.
That's right. And sin will harden your heart against it.
And sin will harden your heart against it. And so we got to stay on course and stay in line with God and stay prayed up because we're in perilous times.
Yeah.
You know, it's time out for playing church. It's time out. We got to be in relationship.
Yeah.
It's not about religion. It's about relationship.
Yeah. We're made in his image.
We made in his image, in his likeness. Because what I'm doing today, I ain't doing no more. He said when God delivered and saved me, the Bible said in Galatians, I think it's 6:20, where he said I was crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I. But Christ that liveth in me.
That's right.
So it's what's in me that's keeping me.
That's right.
It's the Holy Spirit. I can't keep me.
Mm-mm. But he can.
But he can. Jesus Christ of Nazareth can keep you if you want to be kept. He's a keeper. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel, he don't sleep, nor he don't slumber. He don't slumber, nor he don't sleep. So he'll walk all the time. That's why you can call on God at any time because he don't get tired.
No, he don't.
God don't get tired, so we could call on him.
Yeah.
And he waiting on you. How you feel when you do something for your kids and you be able to touch their heart? What more you think our Father in heaven do for us when we depend on him?
That's right. He made us live in his image.
Yeah.
And not Satan.
That's right.
We're supposed to live like the devil.
We don't supposed to live like the devil.
Because the devil's life don't work. He's a parasite.
And you said it's a system. I tried the world system. But the world system scorned me.
Yeah, it's phony.
It put me to shame.
Yeah.
But he said, he that believeth on me shall not be put to shame.
That's right.
So today, you know what I'm saying? You have to magnify God, make him big in your life.
Yeah.
And he will make it easy for you. And I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb today. And I just want to thank God for this opportunity. And I just want to tell y'all out there in the radio land, whatever you're going through, give it to God and he'll fix it.
Man. You know, remember when you look to the Lord, he got you. When you look into Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Now I shared something on some of the website broadcast about this, but I'm gonna share it with the radio land. When you look into the Lord, let's say a woman really wanted to get married, and she's in love with the man of her dreams, and she prayed for this marriage, and God blessed her. All right, if she start looking at her husband, she'll strain the marriage. Mm-hmm. But if she keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of her faith, if she keeps seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, she's able to receive the wisdom to take that marriage to the next level, and then the next level. And she will enjoy her husband. And she will be patient when he needs her to. She will love him when he's hard to love. And because when you look at the Lord, he's big in your eyes. And all the problems you got, they still small in your eyes. That's why David didn't see Goliath. He didn't see a giant. He saw a dead man. He saw a dead man with a loud mouth. And he took that head off his shoulders because he didn't see a giant. He saw God with him. When you look to the Lord, when you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every problem in your life gets smaller in your eyes. But when you look at the problem can look bigger than God in your eyes. And then it'll be a struggle for you to believe God and do his word. But when you're steadily receiving the word of God in your heart, you'll wonder how come you're not frustrated when you used to being frustrated.
Yes.
You'll wonder why am I not having a panic attack when I used to drink or have a panic attack? Because you're growing from glory to glory, strength to strength. That's the power of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you want a beautiful car, the car of your dreams, your dream car, it's out there. Somebody made one for you. And you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, eventually you'll get that car at the most strategic time of your life. And you'll be able to keep it up and pay the insurance.
Yeah.
And if you keep on looking after you get it, now, a lot of times people get it and they start looking at the car.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep your focus on God and the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
and you
have, this is relationship, you will enjoy that car and use it for the kingdom. A friend of mine, he loved motorcycles, and the Lord called him to do evangelistic work. So he put together some other guys, and they would go to the where all the motorcycle riders gather, like in Florida and Myrtle Beach, whatever. And they would witness and get people saved. The last time, I think they got 700 or 1,000 people saved in one day. He's using his motorcycle for the kingdom of God. Anything you got, any interest you have, believe God for it. You desire these things for a reason. If you desire to be married and raise a family, that came from God.
That came from God.
And do it.
That's good.
But keep God in charge of your life.
That's good. Oh, man, I'm still thirsty.
And see, when you met, Billy Graham said this. He said, if you want to have a good marriage, first you got to marry the right person. Now, how in the world are you going to marry the right person? Unless you ask the one who know everybody. Now, the enemy know you love God, he's going to try to get you, send the wrong person. Now, if you get used to following God and following through, that only comes from seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you stay that way, you'll learn God's voice. You'll learn his ways, and you'll learn to trust him. A lot of times, the Lord will show you, even while you're in your stubbornness, he'll give you a dream. And see, your will is strong. It's strong as a truck.
Yeah.
And God can't override it.
He can't override
it. He got to get you to override it. And the word will help you. But you got, that's when you see, you receive his word, you receive his strength. A lot of people don't know this. And they don't stick with the guidance of God. When he give you that dream the first time, and he show you something, it's real, whether it's good or bad. Whether it's favorable or unfavorable, God loves every soul, but he know what's in that person's heart at this time of their life and what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. And he knows your temperament and what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. If you can trust him now, you can avoid unnecessary problems. But if he show you something good, then the devil's going to work to try to get you to doubt what God said. You got to stick with what the Lord said, even when it's good. And even if it has to happen immediately, you see, God. Sometimes people think that everything of God take a long time. And it don't work that way.
So it don't take a long time, Minister Thurston.
Sometimes there were things that happened. I was putting things out of my mind that I desired, and then the Lord brought it to me, and I had to jump on it.
Jump on it.
And I did. I had enough sense because I was in His presence to receive the blessing He gave.
Yeah.
And then I've been on the reverse of that. The Lord showed me something, and I went by my own will. And, you know, you pay for that.
Pay for it.
But God loves you. Whether you follow Him or not, He still loves you.
He still loves you.
If you wake up one day and start following Him, He'll guide you from that point on. If you start following Him before you're gone. It's a little late after you're dead.
Because He still loves you.
He still loves you.
That's right.
There are so many people who went to hell, and they hate the day that they rejected the gospel. They hate the day that they resisted the guidance of God.
Yeah.
They remember everybody that told them about Jesus, and they remember their attitude. And they saying, they pulling their hair, Lord, can't you do something? Can't you get me out of here? Please get me out of here. And He can't. He has to say it's too late for you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that by coincidence. I've been there before. In 1986, I went to sleep. In January, I forgot what day it was, and I woke up in hell, and I saw people falling in that pit.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in there and stopped in midair for a moment. The dream was only a moment. I looked around. I saw the lake of fire below me, and I saw people falling in. And I saw two people. My attention focused on this girl and this boy. Well, the girl was a lady. She was in her early 20s, and the boy was 15. I knew what happened to him by the Holy Spirit. This happened the moment I was in that dream. They had just died. The Lord showed me that they had just died and fell in the hell. They were actually falling in there, and I woke up. And the Lord, I couldn't do nothing for them. God couldn't do nothing for them. And they were surprised that they were there. Hell is real, and heaven is more real. So, trust God now, not just to avoid hell, but trust Him with your life.
Yeah, trust Him with your life.
God can do a
That's
better
job. Yeah. Trust Him with your life.
Yeah, He can do a better job with your life than you can.
Okay. I'm a living witness of that. This Minister Ware. And when he said that, something resonated in my spirit. God can do better with your life than you can. I gave my life over to Him, and man, look here, some of the stuff that's going on in my life now, man, I can't even fathom it. It's amazing how God can transform your life.
Yeah.
He's a transformation God. He'll transform you, but you got to give Him your life. You got to trust Him with your life.
Amen.
The only thing you need to do is tell God yes.
Yeah.
say yes, Lord. If you just tell Him yes today, God will come in and He'll do some things, and he'll begin to change some things. He'll change your heart.
Yeah.
See, because He said our heart, that what God wants your heart.
Yes, right.
That's he
right.
said, no man knoweth the heart but God.
That's right.
So if He gets your heart, He got you. I thank God for having my heart today.
Yep.
Because I love Him and I thank Him for what He has done for me, even in spite of. Mm. I just want to let you know out there in the radio land, if you serve God or not, He's still God, and He don't change.
No.
He's still God. Uh-huh. So the best thing for you to do if you want to change is to serve.
That's right. Some people do crazy stuff, and then they listen and they get saved, but they feel like, well, I'm a Christian now, but I'm just a second class citizen. I don't deserve to be saved in anyway. But they came to the Lord. And when the Lord bless them and start guiding them in life, they feel like, I don't deserve this. And they realize God loves me. And you know, it's one thing to hear that He loves you. Everybody say that. It's like a cliche. But when He is operating in your life, waking you up, giving you dreams, teaching you things, you have a reference. You have your own reference that He loves you. And when He show you, give you wisdom for your family. And, you know, sometimes the Lord will anoint people to do His work and call them to the ministry. Now I want to say something about you. Some of you, the Lord is calling you. and you keep looking at what you did wrong. You keep looking at the, you know, you let your old sin be a secret, and you don't feel worthy. Well, I want to share something with you. You're not worthy. I'm not worthy. Nobody can be worthy. Jesus made us righteous. And he made us worthy.
Preach.
The only reason we are righteous is because he made us righteous. We were born in sin, and then we were born again. And because you're born again, you're made righteous. That, remember, the mountain of Zerubbabel was turned into a plain. The mountain that was before Zerubbabel was the law. Everybody broke it. And because we broke it, we don't deserve to go to heaven. None of us. It's not about what you deserve. It's about the gift you receive. The gift of salvation. The only reason that a man can get saved, get called to preach, win 2 million people to Jesus. And if he go to heaven, somebody say, why do you deserve to go in? If he was in his right mind, he'll say, I don't. Only the blood of Jesus.
Only the blood of Jesus.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, only the blood of Jesus.
Well, what about all the people you say, he did it through me?
Through you.
Now, don't shut what God can do down in you because of something you did that the devil caused. Go make it right and follow God. Go apologize and follow God. Go and ask forgiveness and follow God. If God forgave you, forgive yourself. You got three. When you deal with forgiveness, you ask God to forgive you. You ask whoever you offended to forgive you. And then you go and forgive yourself.
And we're carrying too much baggage. You have to be released. God, when God taking you somewhere, you can't take that stuff with you. A lot of stuff we be carrying around, we have to get it released so God can take us to where he's taking us, to our next level in him. Mm-hmm. To our next place, that our next wealthy place that he have for us. Mm-hmm. But you have to let go of the past and get that stuff released. Mm-hmm. That's the most important reason why I'm sharing my testimony. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to get some people delivered. God trying to take you somewhere, but you got to let go of the past.
That's right. Don't let the enemy win. He started that trouble so you will feel like not following God.
That's right.
I was just telling Brother Webb, Satan got rules. He was an angel. You got to understand, if you're going to win a war, you got to understand some things about your enemy. I learned a lot about warfare from Satan. Now, I'm going to share a few tactics with you that I learned from him. First of all, he was an angel and he saw God's face. So that means he's smarter than me. Now, I would be outclassed, but Satan's got rules. He got to fight us on our level. So whatever happened against you in your life, you can win. If you'll believe God's word and fight him through Jesus Christ. Don't fight him in your own strength and with your own wit. You got to fight him with the word like Jesus did in Matthew 4. He stuck with the word. Every time Satan said something, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we win, just like Jesus. And we don't tempt God, and we don't bargain with him. Now, Satan will give you a thought. That thought is a fiery dart, but you can't feel it. It's an evil thought. It's against the word of God. It's against Jesus Christ. It's against you. If you consider it and don't do anything about it, it will grow. And then he'll wait and he'll watch to see if and you're entertaining this thought. Then he'll give you another fiery dark thought. It's a lie. And he gave it to you. You didn't do anything about it. And then it starts becoming an aggravation to you. It starts growing and you start having wrong desires. And then he'll figure out, because he know you, he watch you, he know your ancestors, he know your daddy, your mother, your grandparents, and so on. And he know what kind of person you like. He know what you'll fall for. He know what you really care about. And then he'll dangle it in front of you. And sometimes he'll tempt you at your weakest moment. Now, he set that thing up a long time ago. And if you fall for it, then it's embarrassing. Now, years later, you come to the Lord and God called you to the ministry and you think about what you did. Well, you were set up in the beginning. You didn't do that by yourself. He attacked your sin nature. And he got one, and either he got one over on you or he almost got one over on you. And even in warfare, the Lord, at your weakest moment, the Lord will always give you a way of escape so you can bear.
Even in your weakest moment.
And I had that to happen.
Yeah.
Many times.
He give you a way of escape.
And I run to it. You can choose to go through that way of escape and escape the problem, or you might suffer, or you might sin. And I wanted to live. I didn't always know how to win a war, but I kept studying. I did what I knew. I studied the word that I knew. I learned more as time went on. That's why it's so important to continue to grow from glory to glory
and exercise your faith.
That's right. And you grow and you say, you get to a point, the things that cause you to cry and have despair and sorrow and depression, you can actually receive God's word enough to come to the point that you laugh about those things.
Yeah.
Now, we got 1 minute left.
Okay.
One thing I'm going to leave with you on this broadcast. Depression. Since I've been following God, I have not been depressed. I forgot about what it's like to be depressed.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I thought about it one day. The devil told me when I first got saved that if you get saved, you're going to be bored. And I thought he was telling the truth. I thought he was right. I said, I don't care. Even if I'm bored, this is right.